Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black on black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, yeah, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Talk to him, Dr. Clark.
He called for the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, Honorable Marcus
Garvey. We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now. Nah.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Flag fly high. Woo! Flag fly high. Flag fly high. Black fist in the sky with the side.
Forever, Garvey would never die. On my 90, the throne ready, let's take a ride. That won't fit, me and don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel, yet still bad, glorious. Black power represents us. You either rolling with Africa or against us.
Black power.
dominating and elevating, holding the main charge. The green is for the cradle. Africa, everything first, the earth's navel. His excellency put it together as a symbol of liberation. That's how we get the letters RBG.
Running with gas, rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that. Corporations hiring blacks, denying the fact, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathing it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's CeeLo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
Your average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male, and the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected, and the problems don't never get solved, and the jobs don't never pay enough, so the rent always be late. Can
stay.
African, and we happen to be in America. We're not American. We are people who formerly were Africans who were kidnapped and brought to America. Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us. We were brought here against our will. We were not brought here to be made citizens. We were not brought here to enjoy the constitutional gifts that they speak so beautifully about today. Because we weren't brought here to be made citizens today, now that we've become awakened to some degree and we begin to ask for those things which they say are supposedly for Americans, they look upon us with hostility and unfriendliness. If you're interested in freedom, you need some judo, you need some karate, you need all the things that will help you fight for freedom. Nationalism is the wave of the present and the future. It is nationalism that's bringing freedom to oppressed people all over the world. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Algerians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Nigerians and to the Ghanaians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the people of Uganda and Tanganyika and Sudan and Somaliland. The Africans didn't get it by sitting in. They didn't get it by waiting in. They didn't get it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." They got it through nationalism. And you and I will get it through nationalism. What is it? What is it that makes it difficult for the philosophy of nationalism to spread among the so-called Negroes? Number one, they think they have a stake in America. They think they have an investment in this country, which we do. We invested 310 years of slave labor, 310 years, every day of which your and my mother and father worked for nothing, not 8 hours a day. There was no union in that day. They worked from sun up until sundown, from can't see in the morning until can't see at night. They never had a day off. And on Sunday, they were allowed to sit down and sing about when they died, they wouldn't be slaves no more. When they died, they wouldn't be slaves no more. They'd go up in the sky, and every day would be Sunday. That's a shame. And it is that 310 years of slave labor that went in, that was my and your contribution into this particular economy and political system. They can give us the back pay. Let's join in. If this is what the Negro wants, let's join him. Let's show him how to struggle. Let's show him how to fight. Let's show him how to bring about a real revolution.
Let's make him Negro today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has nothing on his side other than what the white man
chooses to give. My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir. That's right.
This is American democracy.
Yes, sir.
And those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that if democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your
hands on me. A rise in the paramilitary right-wing organizations. Now they're just riding up on us, blowing us away in the streets, at the bus stop. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there would come a day when the white man would be stripped of all signs of civility, and we would see a raw, naked beast in the streets. This is a raw, naked beast now. And they are backed up by a raw, naked beast, Giuliani, Safer, and goddammit, Hillary Clinton ain't no better than no other cracker. You Negroes should quit it. You Negroes should stop it. Hillary Clinton is one of the biggest whores in Washington, D.C., and one of the biggest liars in Washington, D.C. The only problem with Monica Lewinsky and Bill was that Bill was messing with a woman that she had her eyes on. But you caught these devils. Why are you courting the devil in the year 2000? So you can be a big nigga. I'm the nigga that all the white folks, all the white folks have to come by me, cause I is a big nigga. No, you're a little nigga, and in the 21st century, you shouldn't be a nigga at all. Stop playing games with the lives of our people just so you can poop in a seat in the Senate chamber, or poop in a seat in the mayor's office, or just poop anywhere, just glad to be rubbed on the head by the peckerwood. This must stop.
America, Negro running around. America, you shouldn't get in the way. But some of you get angry. I can't go along with that. God has not condemned white people. That's so silly. You're the one that's silly. You should want God to step in and intervene for you. All the hell you've been catching from this crack. Over 400 years of slavery, suffering, and death. A strange fruit that hangs from the trees with blood at the root. Who was that, Bessie Smith or Billie Holiday? Used to sing it. Strange fruit in the south with on the trees with blood at the root. That strange fruit was the black man and the black woman hanging from the trees. Huh? Drowned us in the lakes, the rivers, the brooks, and the streams. Burned us alive. Cut our black women's stomachs open, pregnant, and snatched the babies from their stomach and crushed the baby under their boot heels. Tie horses and oxen to them while they're pregnant 8-9 months and beat the horses and make them run in opposite directions and tear a body apart so the black baby could fall from her. I'm talking about the goddamn white man. But some of you today, you like a milk toast, sissified, punkified kind of teaching where we're talking about, well, maybe we'll be able to get along together. After all, we do have a man running for president. Hell, that's all he's doing is running. It's a pursuit he'll never catch up with.
Or you know, white talk to that. Well, you know, that was back there. We don't have anything to do with that anymore. You see? And it's an amazing situation because you have to remind them that you're still living off the interest of the wealth that your forefathers earned. from slavery. You're still enjoying the accumulated wealth that began with the enslavement of our people. And if you're going to enjoy the wealth that was generated by evil, then you must take the curse that comes along with it.
We have stayed here and we begged the president. We begged the federal government. That's all we've been doing, begging, begging. It's time we stand up and take over. Take over. We have to do what every group in this country did. We got to take over the communities where we outnumber people so we can have decent jobs. So we can have decent...
There's a difference between revolution and reform. Big difference. In reform, a man observing a foundation, observing a system, sees many problems. But he assumes that there's nothing wrong with the system. The foundation of the system for him is a good system. Thus, what he seeks to do is to change the building as best he can, but he wants to leave the foundation intact. Example, if I came to this building, it's Ackerman Hall, is it not? If I came to Ackerman Hall and I looked at the foundation was falling. It was just falling, couldn't possibly stand. If I were a reformist, I'd say, okay, put a piece of board over that. So we cover the foundation. We haven't touched it. And then I'll come here and say, put a window there. Put a door here. Put a frame here. Put two rooms where there used to be one. What I'm doing is reforming the system. I am trying to make it look different, but I'm keeping the same rotten foundation. You must understand that, because this country is full of reformists, black people notwithstanding. And these reformists have a tendency to deceive you, to let you believe that things are really being changed, when in fact the foundation has not been touched, and the longer it stays, the more rotten it becomes. The more rotten it becomes. A revolutionary comes into the building, observes Ackerman Hall, and says, looks at the foundation and said, hey, this foundation is filthy, it's rotten, it's corrupt, it must be torn up. A new one must be put in its place. Once he makes that decision, and once that theoretical decision which he's made is demonstrated actively in his day-to-day life, you have a revolutionary. Thus, a revolutionary is not someone who seeks to reform a system. He's someone who seeks to replace it. I'm a revolutionary. I'm not a reformist. I want the American system destroyed. It must be destroyed and has to be replaced. It has to be replaced. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Again, I'm not calling for revolution. I see it coming, and I want to be part of the solution. I don't want to be part of the problem. I've been the victim too long, so I want to be part of the solution. I am saying that all of us must opt for revolution. All of us must opt for revolution. Now, revolution is very scientific. There's nothing emotional about it. There's nothing emotional about it. President Sekou Touré, a wise and courageous African revolutionary, says that in revolution there is no sentimentality. There is none. Whether I like something or do not like something, it is scientifically determined for me, thus I must do it. So I have no sentiments involved in my work. I just have to do what I have to do, and I will do it the best way I can. Best way I can. Now, revolution, we said, follows scientific laws. If you come and you look at the foundation and you see the foundation is rotten and you say that you want to replace this foundation, you want a new system, you're asking for revolution. Because what you're saying is that you want another system where there is a system. And we know scientifically that no two things can occupy the same place at the same time. I mean, that's logic. So if you say that you're against capitalism and you want another system put in the place of capitalism, then all you're saying is that you want revolution, because capitalism and this other thing cannot occupy America at the same time. Only one. Only one.
I got love, I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine, quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I was born like this, immaculate conception. mention. I transform like this, perform like this. Wish y'all she was new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate. They're off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth from the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, I'm emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I dish when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar. Sipping from a Grammy, parking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather calls. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching in the banner. Watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stay, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA.
Yeah, black power, black power, black nation, black power, black power, black power to the black people all across the African diaspora. Welcome to New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to go live here tonight. And our live discussion here on New Black Panther Party Radio, powered by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, you are live here tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. We give a Black Power salute to the new Black Panther Party, National Central Committee, all those officers listening here tonight, new Black Panther Party rank and file across the nation, Black people listening from all over the globe, Black people listening from right here in the hills of North America. We welcome you to this broadcast. This is the people's broadcast. This is your broadcast, black man, black woman. This is your radio show here on New Black Panther Party, the people's broadcast, by the people, for the people. Press the number 1. We want to hear what you have to say live here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio here on day 539. We want to get down to the demand, to the end of the disinformation, ethnic cleansing, genocide, and the torture, cruel, unusual treatment of our black people. We welcome you to this broadcast here tonight. We'll tell you to visit our national website, nbpp.org. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense by visiting our national website, as well as you can see all the great work that has been done and being done by the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross, our humanitarian and disaster relief arm. Visit our website, nbppblackcross.com. Black Power Center. Welcome to our broadcast. Welcome to your broadcast here on New Black Panther Party Radio. As we open up this broadcast tonight, we have been breaking down and we have been bringing the truth to light and putting truth to power to all of the lies that have come out since the beginning of the release of this COVID-19 plan, pandemic, biological weapon released on the people, on our beautiful African people, black people. We have been busting up all the lies and putting truth to power here on this broadcast, night in after night, now 539 nights here on this broadcast, New Black Panther Party Radio. We have seen many great tragedies just this year alone, and the year is not even over. There are constant attacks that continue in the crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide that are committed against our people. But the powerful thing about our nation is that we have black people who are willing to make the sacrifices and selflessly make the sacrifices to do what is necessary to protect our people, to stand in defense of our people when we are murdered by those agents of this criminal enterprise. We look at the constant attack that the state launches against those, the freedom fighters of our people, those great, brave black women and black men, like Comrade Ozone. We start off this broadcast with an update and a community alert of the condition of our brother, of the condition of our brother, our comrade, Brother Ozone, as he is being held against his will in the state of Florida, here in the United States. He is being held against his will. Here we give a community alert, and we give an update on what is going on with our comrade. We received the information earlier today, community alert, and we must let it be known that the Volusia County Jail in Florida has placed Comrade Ozone in a unit with those who have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus in the COVID block. They took his Bible away from him. They have taken his underwear away from him. They have taken his hygiene item away from him. They have taken his stamps and envelopes away from him. They have limited his commissary in the Volusia County Jail where Comrade Ozone is. And he is on a 48-hour lockdown and is only allowed to come out 1 hour every 48 hours. They have taken away his phone and visitor rights. So again, fam, when we look at this update, it is a community alert based on the continuous human rights violations that have been committed against Comrade Ozone since the events of June 23rd in Daytona Beach, Florida, when Comrade Ozone was arbitrarily approached, racially profiled, harassed against the law. The state, local police agencies of the state, then pursued a manhunt for our brother under the accusatory, at the time, the accusatory statements and things that were said by the state where they allege that our brother, our comrade Ozone, allegedly shot a police officer. Now, just 6-7 days ago, just a week ago, we found out now that the state is looking to charge our brother with now allegedly murdering this police officer. The police officer passed away. At first it was attempted. Now they're trying to charge him allegedly with the actual murder of, and then they're looking to press against our brother the penalty of death. The death penalty, the racist death penalty that has been overwhelmingly majority applied to black men and black women in this nation, family. And this is the status of what has been going on, they initiated a manhunt against our brother, Comrade Ozone. For you, for those of you that don't know, to hunt down a free man, they initiated a manhunt and hunted this free black man across the nation, hunted him, you know, into release helicopters and all kind of police cruisers and all the king's horses and all the king's men, hunting down Comrade Ozone, kidnapping him in Atlanta, in Georgia, then for a period, holding him in Georgia in DeKalb County. When he was being held in DeKalb County, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, of course, we went down to check on our brother because we know Comrade Ozone, a family man, a brother who does the 9-to-5 struggle that we all do, a brother who has, loves, protects, and cares for his children, a brother who is brave, a brother who has stood in defense of those who have been assaulted, attacked, murdered, or done an injustice to by those agents of this government who continue to commit crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide and criminal offenses against our black people. And we have seen time and time again that when we do this, when we stand up for our rights, our human rights, our civil rights, our natural God-given inalienable rights, we are targeted by this criminal enterprise because it goes against the status quo and the status quo of so-called global white supremacy. We know that Brother Ozone is a man of nationalistic idea, meaning that he believes in and identifies with his people, black people, African people, people of African descent. As Malcolm said in the beginning of this broadcast, those who were brought here against their will and have been held captive here under a criminal enterprise that continues to commit crimes of genocide and ethnic cleansing against the African communities here and abroad. A nationalist being somebody who understands that they must know that it is an importance that we have in our communities, those who would defend our lives when they are in threat of being taken, and those who would defend the lives and the rights of the lives that have been taken by those in the local, regional, and national bodies of this nation here in America who continue these criminal offenses, to believe, to move in the way to defend black people. This is not a crime. And we have seen the media use our brother's strong, brave characteristics, charismatic, brave characteristics as a great black man who thinks of his people, which is not a crime, who defends the people in his community and those who can identify with the people in his community and other communities that's around his community. There is nothing criminal. We should not allow, and we do not accept, for the media or state agencies who have made these accusatory statements and false allegations that they can or that they have not at least proven yet in a court of law. And as that is coming up and coming around, there has been a launch, there has been a campaign that we have been sounding the drums on, this campaign that we demand the freedom of our brother, but we have not sat on our hands. We have not, not only have we not sat on our hands, but we've been very clear and decisive. The things that we have been saying have been very straight to the point. They have been factual, they have been direct, and they have been clear. So in the update of the community alert, because this is a community alert on the status of our comrade Ozone, again, well, as we open up this broadcast, we found out earlier today, excuse me, family, We found out earlier today that the brother is being held not only against his will as a political prisoner, but he is being held where he has been, where he has been placed in a unit with people who tested positive for COVID-19. In a COVID-19 block, Comrade Ozone is being held in the Volusia County Jail in Florida. This is what they're doing to our brother. This is cruel and unusual treatment. It is cruel and unusual treatment. It goes against his constitutional rights as a national here in America. It goes against his constitutional rights in the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution, where it says, let's be clear, it says in the Eighth Amendment that no excessive bail should be required or should be imposed onto people, or nor should excessive fines be imposed. It says in the Eighth Amendment, nor should cruel and unusual punishment be inflicted. Cruel and unusual punishment. This is a community alert. The Volusia County Jail is using cruel and unusual punishment, operating cruel and unusual punishment against Comrade Ozone as they have him there and have placed him in a unit of those who have been tested positive for COVID-19. They've taken away his Bible that goes against, you know, his belief and his comfort to read. If he wants to read it, he should be able to read it, but no. Cruel and unusual treatment and punishment. They took his underwear, what we have learned today in this community alert. Took his hygiene items. They took his stamps and his envelopes. They have limited his commissary. And he is now on 48-hour lockdown and is only allowed to come out once every 48 hours. They have taken his rights to having visitors and his rights of using the phone. This is what they are doing to our brother. This is what they have done to our brother. We have to look at this. This is cruel and unusual treatment. It goes against the constitutional rights of Comrade Ozone, Brother Otha Wallace. It goes against his constitutional rights. There is nothing wrong with that being given to the nation of our people. In fact, we must know this and look at what is going on. There is an assault on this. This is torture. They're torturing Comrade Ozone. They're torturing the brother. Cruel and unusual treatment. Torture. These are crimes against humanity. A violation of human rights. The criminals that are trying to accuse our comrade of crimes are committing crimes against him by putting him into these conditions, already holding him against his will. But to escalate that, by taking away the rights that should be given to somebody who is being held against their will, taking away from the rights that should be given to somebody who's considered a national.
Yeah.
I mean, this is vicious. This is vicious. We have to pay attention to this. Listen to what these people are doing. This is cruel and unusual treatment. It's in their constitution. But time and time again, we see that when it comes to our black men, it does not apply to our black women in the court of law. They have constantly attacked those who have spoken out or who are speaking out in the defense of our brother. We have that right. We have that right. This state has made up its mind on how they view those who, as you heard Malcolm say in the beginning, we are attacked. We are murdered by the police. When the pigs murdered Ronald Green, they lied for 2 years. They lied and said that Ronald Green smashed into a tree and it was in a fatal car crash. We find out 2 years later that he was beat to death by Louisiana state troopers. In Atlanta, Georgia, shortly after the murder of George Floyd, at a Wendy's in Atlanta, Georgia, in the year 2020, they pull Rayshard Brooks out of his car, tase him, and shoot him to death. Put their knee on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes, put their knee, choked the man out, choked him to death,
choked the brother unconscious, blood coming out of his head, blood all over the concrete. I mean, even when they don't do it and somebody else does it, and we know who did it, and people expect for the police, expect for these pigs to come and investigate and give a proper investigation as to find out what happens to our children when they go missing. What happened to little Quan Charles? They could have found this baby, but they didn't. The police did nothing. And if they don't do it, and there's an investigation that needs to happen, and something needs to be carried out in the benefit of our people, they ignore it. In 2020 in Douglasville, Georgia, brother Stephen Stiles was lynched. And the police did not investigate. And what they claimed to have investigated, they would not tell a word of it to the family. And Comrade owes on the brother out of the kindness of his heart, just being a good man, a good person. How many people do we know see something happen on TV, get something in their Facebook Messenger or Instagram, and then decide to take their money and their things that they have worked for and go to defend them? People who you did not know. Who does that? Only somebody who is have a heart in them and is not infected to the core by this wickedness in this nation and the trauma that we suffer from that makes us feel that that's wrong, that makes us feel that that's aggressive, that makes us feel that that's radical, that makes us feel that something is wrong with that. That is the epitome of a man, a woman. We have been out and seen children come out in defense of other children who have been murdered by these pigs. State has been guilty time and time again for sanctioning these police when they murder our people in the street, when they stop us on the side of the highway, and they stop us and they have attitudes. They already view us as something that it could be disposed of so easily, and how you would spend no time in prison because there is no investigation, no capture, no investigation, no pursuit, impunity, and they have qualified immunity. And the police, the pigs, so-called law enforcement, all of these, they get away with it. The juries let them off. The DAs let them off. Everybody gets let off, but the only people who suffer, the only people who are traumatized are our people. And then you have black people like here in the new Black Panther Party, black brothers like Comrade Ozone and General Delta, and black people like Dr. Ali Muhammad, and black people who black men and black women who stand up, who really stand up and who out of the kindness of their heart will go and defend those of us that have been murdered by these pigs. And they do it so selflessly. And instead of the majority, instead of us, because it's only a few of us who recognize and respect those people and put those people in the position that they should be put into and give the respect to those people that it deserves, it's only a few of us who care when we are locked up and hidden away in these jailhouses like Brother Hannibal. The same accusatory things have been locked against him, like the little brother Spike, who went out to Florida selflessly trying to stand up for Brother Ozone as well. And those who have been in this movement, those who know what to do, instead have done nothing but sit and launch attacks at those who are standing. But for those who are standing, we must have unity. We must let it be known. We must not allow for anybody to silence us. We have the God-given right. It is our duty as black people to speak out about them constantly accusing and alleging of black people who are dear to us, who stand up for us, and then lock them up against their will, and they are torturing Ozone in there. They're trying to just destroy his spirit, and he is such a beautiful brother with such a great spirit, and they know that. They know how much he is loved by black people, and that is why when we speak out, they have been launching attacks against him, not because we are speaking out, but due to the fact of, not because. It's not our fault that these people are wicked like this. But this is what we have right now. This is what we're dealing with. And we're telling our people, this is a community alert. They are using cruel and unusual treatment. They are using torture. when they come and lash out against those, when they lash out against Conrad Ozone. Look at this, and they take his rights and they take his privileges due to the fact that he has support. Do y'all see that? They don't want anybody to say anything about the comrade that could benefit him. They have seized his social media platforms. They are going to attempt to do as they have been doing, is an attempt to use all of the great and brave things that he has done for his people. They're going to attempt to use that against him. And we have to realize that this, what is happening, what happens and what is happening is important for each and every one of us, especially those in this movement, especially those that are raising our children to defend those of our nation who came down so hard upon by this. We have no idea the horrors that people are going through and they have to go through. And then to take that on and still live your life and still have to build a life for yourself, and you take on other people's issues because you recognize that we are all one. We are an African community, and you're a nationalist. They talk about the brother being a Hebrew Israelite. Why are they doing all of that? Why? There are many people who are accused and alleged of crimes who are many different religions or spiritual beliefs. Why does it matter when it comes to Ozone? Why does it matter when it comes to us? Because he's being held as a political prisoner. He is being held as a prisoner of war. They are using tactics of wars and strategies that they use against nationalists from other nations and people from other nations. They are violating his constitutional rights. They are violating on every level, When they lash out against him, due to the fact that he has support, that goes against the First Amendment, where it talks about how Congress should make no law respecting and establishing of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Every time they attack our brother, and that's what this is. That's what it is. There is no sweet, lollipop, sugar-coated way to say it. Sure, it sounds harsh, but imagine being in it. We better toughen up. It is torture, is what it is. And it is criminal, is what it is. And it is cruel and unusual treatment. And it goes against the Eighth Amendment of their Constitution, or the white law of the Constitution of the United States of America, where it says that they should exercise bail, or the excessive bail shall not be required, which means that they should not be imposed unto people. They talk about how should excessive fines be imposed, but then it says nor should cruel and unusual punishment be inflicted. And that is what we're seeing. We cannot be blind to this. They are torturing our brother there. And we have the God-given right. He has the God-given right. We have the God-given right to speak the truth to what is going on and what they are doing and have been doing to our brother. We have been very clear. We have been very direct. Violation. The First Amendment, the constitutional right to freedom of press, and the redress of government, and the freedom of religion. When the ADL releases articles of slanderous, accusatory, defaming articles against our brother, attacking his spiritual belief, that goes against the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and using cruel and unusual punishment and treatment, putting our brother in 48-hour lockdown, doing this to our brother. It goes against the Eighth Amendment of the United States, the white law of the United States Constitution. And they continue to violate these laws. And as Malcolm said, we were not brought here to receive the constitutional laws that they designed for themselves. They don't want the same thing for us that they want for their own. We won't even go about how they treat their own people. We have seen these kids go across this nation and murder black people time and time again, over and over again. And as we say, and if it is not them, and we know who did it, like in the case of Willie Jones, or in the case of Jeremy Jackson, or in the case of Quan Charles, and when our babies go missing, and when people look for these people, look for the police, look for these pigs, when people look for them to do investigations and things of that nature, they don't do it. We are on our own if they have something to do with it, or if we want to get the criminals apprehended, or the private white citizens and other citizens who commit crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide with our people. And they only feel so comfortable doing it because it is accepted by the state, by the agents of this state. And if the pigs can do it, then why can't Billy Joe up the road do it? Why can't little Bill do it? Why can't they kids do it if the police and the pigs can get away with it? If politicians can get away with it? If the whole nation of America is allowed to get away with releasing this virus and continuing this assault against our people, doing the things that they are doing to Comrade Ozone? These are crimes, and this is a criminal enterprise, and there is nothing wrong with saying that. Because it is the truth. They know it's the truth, and that is the reason why they attack those of us, and they are wicked, because when we speak out due to the fact that he has support, they launch attacks on him, and they are attacks. That is the term, and it is the proper term. They are attacks. It is cruel and unusual treatment, and it is torture. And every definition of law in this nation and every definition of law adopted in the international law in 1984, of the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel and Inhumane or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. 1984 was adopted and opened for signature, ratification, and accession by the General Assembly of the United Nations on the 10th of December, 1984. It talks about the states and the parties of the convention, and they look into cruel and unusual treatment and torture. And it reads, for the purpose of this convention, the term torture means any act by which severe pain or suffering, whether physical or mental, is intentionally inflicted on a person for such purposes as obtaining from him or a third person information or a confession, punishing him for an act he or a third person has committed or is suspected of having committed, or intimidating or coercing him or a third person, or for any person based on discrimination of any kind, when such pain or suffering is inflicted by or at the instigation of or with the consent or acquiescence of a public official or other persons acting in official capacity. It does not include pain or suffering arising only from inherited in or accidental to lawful sanctions, which means if it can be proved that it's an accident, you have a different conversation. But this is no accident. It is torture by the very definition that we just read. It is against the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, of the white law of the United States of America, and this region of this global criminal enterprise. And it is nothing wrong with saying it. We're going to say it, goddamn it, because it must be said. It is torture. That's your definition. But we don't need that into perspective. We'll put it for the record. Because we want to be clear, as we always have been. We have always been clear. But we live this. But there it is into perspective. There's the empirical evidence. The Volusia County Jail committing crimes of torture and crimes and punishments and cruel intentions and cruelty. And for what? Because they're holding our brother, the accusatory allegations that they have alleged, and they are holding him against his will as a free man, and because they are criminals, while he is in captive in their possession, he is being held as a prisoner of war, and he is being held as a political prisoner, and that has to be said, and it has to be known here in this nation and around the world, because we have black men and black women in prison today who were targeted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, counterintelligence operations, by many different other police agencies in this state who have made it their business to disrupt, to attempt to destroy, to attempt to defranchise, to attempt to defame black people and black organizations who are nationalist organizations who are in the going for what is in the best interest of our people and are sitting on their hands waiting or trying to be politically correct. It's not about that. It's about the love that we have for our brother. It's us knowing that he have a family at home and children like we do, and a mama and a father and people who love him, and us knowing that he is a good man is enough for us to stand up, not somebody who goes against our people or who commits crimes against our people and don't act like we don't have people of our own who do these things. And those of us who stand up and stop those who commit crimes against our people, even when they are our own people, we find ourselves targeted by not only this government, but by black people. And we got to set the record straight. If there is to be unity, let us have unity. But we will not accept disrespect, disinformation, misinformation, and we will not accept the same strategies of defamation and the cruel crimes of misinformation that are put on us by the enemy from our own people, especially if you claim to be in a revolutionary movement. And then when times of escalation of warfare occur, do not go running and hiding and trying to bring those who stick in the thick of the fight, in the trenches, in the battle, in the fire, and they don't turn heel. You have no right then to turn around and try to pull them down because you are afraid. And there is nothing to be afraid of. We should not be afraid to stand up for ozone. What the hell is wrong with that? These devils stand up for theirs when they are right, when they are wrong. It doesn't matter. We know that our brother is right in every way that we can define a black man, a black woman. We know that his heart is good and he loves black people. That's not even a fraction of anything that any white person can say about anybody from their race of people. And it doesn't matter where you look. Every time they serial killers go and murder black women throughout the streets of America and bury them in alleys and commit the same crimes they've been committed since the plantation, they put them and herald them. They talk about how bad their childhood was. They talk about how poor this fella and that chick, how they just had it so hard. And us, look at us. As beautiful as we are, look at everything that we have been through. And to have black people through all that we have been through stand up and defend us, yes, we will stand behind them. And we will not let anybody make us feel like that is a bad thing. We got to get with the program. Comrade Ozone is being held in a Volusia County jail in Florida against his will of crimes that they have alleged that have not been proven by a day in court. If he has not been proven or charged with a crime, they have no right to be doing what they are doing to him. They have no right to be holding him for 48 hours in a cell and only letting him out 1 hour. He is not their prisoner. He is not a criminal, but he is being treated worse, lower than an animal. The same thing happened in DeKalb County. So he was trafficked from DeKalb County, transported, then and now he's in the Volusia County Jail. They took his underwear, took his hygiene. This is the report that we received today, and this is the update, unfortunately. So that means that there is so much more work for us to do, so much more funds that must be raised, so much more truth that must be presented in the defense of our brother. Of course, we are not legal officials or legal representatives of the court. So, of course, we are not speaking in the capacity of that. Nobody should believe that. That is our disclaimer. We are his brothers and his sisters. If it was my brother, I would want you to speak for my brother the same as I would speak for yours. No, we don't have the same mama and daddy, for those of us to act slow. That is our brother. Yes, we know Ozone. As we have said, we met him when he put out the call, and Brother Stephen Styles was lynched last year in Douglasville, Georgia, and the police did nothing. And what they claimed that they had, they would not let the family see. So due to the clear violations of the civil and human rights of the Styles family, Brother Ozone called for black folks to come out and stand up in defense of the brother's rights and asking for the family. We met Brother Ozone. We met him in Atlanta. And immediately, instantly, we knew that here we have a great brother. For those reasons and reasons alone. Here we have a comrade in this struggle, in this fight. Yes, a comrade, a military term. That means somebody that you fight with in the battlefield, somebody that you trust your life with, somebody you trust your own people's life with, because you know no matter what, they're going to have your best interest, which is the breath moving from your body out your mouth in their minds and in their hearts. Somebody who will stand alongside you when your own families won't even sometimes. Some people in our own families will attempt to set us up. But a comrade is somebody who will stand by you through thick and thin. Somebody who you trust. We don't understand the definition, and we let these people run these tricks and politics. It is very simple and direct what we are saying. We love our brother. This is something that is to be natural. This shouldn't be a shock to us when we say that we must stand up. It shouldn't be a shock to us when we say that we shouldn't let people attempt to silence us. The state has made up its mind on how they view people who defend their lives, black people who defend their lives and defend lives of other black people. They have proven it in the tricks they pulled in the Mumia Abu-Jamal case. They have proved it in the tricks they pulled in George and Jonathan Jackson and Rochelle McGee. They proved it when they exiled Asada Shakur. They had her exiled, and they're still hunting our warrior queen. They prove it all the time how they feel about us. So no matter how you say it, you can sugarcoat it. You can sweeten it. But God damn it, the truth is, this man, Arthur Wallace, Comrade Ozone, he is being held against his will as a free man. While he is being held against his will, there have been constant human rights violations that go against the white law of the United States of America, that go against the First Amendment, against the Eighth Amendment, against the crimes of torture and cruel punishment in 1984, the United Nations International Charter, that go against the law. So while they are accusing him of being a criminal, they are the criminals, and they are committing the crime against him. And we need to know this. Nobody should be able to come around and try to turn that narrative. It must be said this way. They know these things. They know that they are doing this. They've been doing it. Ever since this has gone on, since July 23rd, we have continued to sound the drums on the campaign, and we continue to raise the funds for Brother Ozone that he can have the best legal defense possible. And there have been many who have stepped up to speak out. We haven't just been speaking out, though, here in the new Black Panther Party. We went to where the allegations of the events that happened on June 23rd, we went there in Orlando, Florida. And we were met, as Brother Malcolm says, with unkindness and unfriendliness and hostility. After we left the scene, all the king's horses and all the king's men, all kind of pig cruisers, all kind of helicopters, all kind of on foot, pig patrol came out looking, trying to find Black Panthers, that they may engage in some type of escalation, that they may then take that and draw a narrative of a people who have no control and no sanity, right? This is what they do. That's more than just speaking out. That's figuring it out. So, of course, we launched the people's investigation. That continues to this day. We've never turned heel and backed off of anything. We have to go and debrief and discuss the events that took place in Atlanta, going to Florida when everything occurred. So before we even went to Florida, we were in Atlanta at the DeKalb County Jail, and we were there to check on our brother. We had launched the justiceforozone.com website. Many had donated. The funds that were donated to the website, we used that to get
at the time a well-known black attorney in Atlanta, to go in and see about our brother when he was in the DeKalb County Jail. He is no longer there. He's in the Volusia County Jail in Florida. But when he was there, when the attorney went in, they had all kind of big police cruisers and unmarked and marked cars and vehicles and helicopters flying up, flying down, trying to cause a type of distraction or cause a type of reaction. They want a reactionary response from revolutionary people, right? From a people of clear morals, from a people of clear values and clear discipline, right, to push their narrative. When the lawyer came out to speak to us, we found out that our brother, Comrade Ozone, when he was being held in the DeKalb County Jail, he is no longer there anymore. He's in the Volusia County Jail in Florida. But when he was being held in the DeKalb County Jail, we found out that he was being made to sleep on a concrete floor, that the toilet had defecation and urination all in the toilet, coming up out of the toilet, and he couldn't use the toilet, because then it would cause for all of the feces to fall onto the ground. You'd be sleeping in the puddle of feces. He was put on to a watch where they say he might have been something wrong with his head, right? Put on some kind of safety watch. Then we found out at the same time that it's so wicked because he had to hold his bowels, but he had already had surgery from a very, very terrible accident, motor vehicle accident. He was on a motorcycle, and he got hit by one of them big rig trucks. So he'd already had issues dealing with his gastrointestinal, and he was being forced to hold his bowels due to the condition of the cell when he was being held in DeKalb County Jail. Now, that is cruel and unusual punishment because it was done on purpose. Then he's been transferred now to Volusia County Jail, and we're seeing that these cruel and unusual treatments, cruel and unusual punishments, are still being carried out against our brother, Comrade Ozone, Brother Arthur Wallace. You know, and for anybody to feel that it's not necessary, that we speak truth to power and give the correct, you know, what needs to be understood about what's happening with our brother, you far gone. I mean, seriously. Seriously. Because we are the ones that have to be the ones that speak out. We have to support our brother. You know, these people are attempting to railroad Brother Ozone. And more wickedly, as we can clearly see, they're attempting to bring physical harm to our brother. And the cruel and unusual treatment that they're exercising, they're also exercising, they're attempting crimes that go along with ethnic cleansing and genocide. All of it goes into the same thing. It's all of this, everything that is happening to Brother Ozone right now. It can all be identified by crimes against humanity, violations of his human rights, violations of his civil rights, violation after violation. It's so important in knowing these things to empower us to continue to push, that we continue to donate what it is that we have, that we continue to let people know what is going on with our brother. I mean, we say to everybody listening, family, you know, we say in the new Black Panther Party that we demand the end and we demand the freedom of all political prisoners of our black nation. And this is very serious for us. Very serious, and we're being very clear. Things that we're saying, we're being very clear. What the state decides to do with the information that we are speaking and the clear facts and proof that we're speaking, that's what the state decides to do. But it will not silence us or stop us for speaking in defense of our brother. And in no legal capacity, out of being his brothers and sisters, his comrades, and those who loves him and wants to see him free and with his family. So everybody that's listening here tonight, stick to it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody come around. And if somebody is attacking what is supposed to be unity, and those who say that we are united, you have a duty to check the misinformation. If not, then we show where we really are. We must be united in our fight for those who are being held as political prisoners and prisoners of war as we see clearly in the case of our comrade, Brother Ozone. You're listening here live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to join us in our live discussion here tonight on day 539, New Black Panther Party Radio. And we have opened up this broadcast tonight with a community alert on what is going on with Comrade Ozone. We have callers on the line, people who are pressing number 1. We have our National Minister of Culture on, Brother Greg. Black Power, brother, can you hear me?
Yeah, Black Power, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother.
All right. Real briefly, because I know people are listening in. I'm just hoping to hit that number 1 to chime in to give, you know, their, if there's first-time listeners, you know, chime in, give their opinion, questions, et cetera. But this is definitely, you know, a situation where it's a lot broader when we pan out and look at it. We can definitely go back to the 1948 convention, the Genocide Convention, where it pretty much just broke down what's considered genocide and exactly what you were just sharing, brother, cruel and unusual, you know, punishment. So looking at the bigger picture, it's not just the U.S., and when I say it's not just the U.S., what I mean by not implying all countries are the same page, which a lot of them are, but what I mean is worldwide, they know what the definition, the meaning of genocide is. They know exactly what's going on and taking place here, but unfortunately, turn a blind eye to it. And that's the sad part about it. That's one of the primary reasons, I believe personally, why it's done to this magnitude here, where it's known, but you have deaf and blind ears turned to it because you know that no one's going to do something about it. Nobody has the balls to step up to the U.S. government and enforce what they actually participated in. The genocidal convention. They know it. Worldwide, they know what goes on. But unfortunately, getting it implemented is a whole nother ball game. So that's why we have this type of government that we're in, where they can go ahead and continue what they do. We can go back to the U.S. Constitution and even before, knowing that none of that was applicable to us. We weren't even considered humans in the first place by the eyes of this country. So it doesn't matter which direction we look in, it's going to be that uphill, unfortunate battle for us. That the treatment, the application of true, what they would define as law and what's just, won't be applied to us. That's why I encourage all of us to continue fighting and pushing, continue the fight and the battle that we've been on, because if no one's going to do it but us. If we can come and have that continual impact here locally in our states, throughout the entire African diaspora, we can see some changes. But unfortunately, we're in this battle, we're in this race, hundreds of years behind. I know a lot of people are listening, and I'm hoping that y'all chime in, because this shit's going to continue. We're going to be in this fight, we're going to be in this battle. That old saying, when we're born, only two things that we got. We're going to be black and we're going to die. From the time that we're born, we're born with that bullseye on our forehead. Those are listening, chime in. Hit that number 1 button. Let's hear what you got to say. Let's hear some of your ideas. Let's get some support for our brother Ozone, all of our political prisoners. Black Power. I don't want to go on a rant, bro, so I just want to take it a little easy right now. But y'all listening, hit that damn number one button. Black power.
Black power.
Black power, Brother Greg. Black power, baby. I'll tell you what, you know, you say it all the time, Brother Greg, you know, and we have a situation on our hands of these events that have transpired, you know, and we got to make sure we tell the truth. So we appreciate you, our National Minister of Culture, Brother Greg, for always holding the line as well on this broadcast and up there on the East, you know what I'm saying? So black power to you, brother. All right. We have our national chairwoman on, Sister Crystal Muhammad. Can you hear me, Conrad? Can you hear us, Black Power?
I can hear you, Black Power, and Black Power to the baby princes that I always be co-hosting in the background over there. That's right, baby, Black Power. That's what I'm talking about. She makes my day every time I hear her. Every time I hear her. And she's so genuine and sincere. And that's what we're doing this for, brothers and sisters. We are not only fighting to forge the way for ourselves and what's going on now, but then particularly for the next generation. You know, I do believe within the bottom of my heart that the way things are not only going to change, but they are changing before our very eyes. The mere fact that Brother Ozone has been attacked and put into this situation, the mere fact that the New Black Panther Party is constantly being under the bullseye and under attack means that we are making an impact. Unfortunately, our brother has been put in a situation where his life is literally on the line. He is facing the death penalty. He has been charged with a first-degree murder of a police officer. And what we know for a fact is that this is not what happened. This was not a premeditated situation in no shape, form, or fashion. We know for a fact that our brother was simply sitting in his car, getting ready to go into the house to be with his children and children's mother before he went to work the next morning. We know for a fact that Ozone was a freedom fighter, although there are those who are trying to scurry away from this and talk down on it and hide. This is the reason that the brother was targeted in the first place. He had been receiving harassment from the police by way of letters and weird emails being put out, but the brother didn't let that bother him. You know, he continued to go out and fight for justice for our people. Brother Ozone was intricately involved in the demonstrations for justice for Breonna Taylor. He was a part of, in fact, when those mobilizations took place. He also was a part of mobilization for justice for Ronald Green and how can I forget my boy's name? Oh, come on. A brother in Lafayette. They got shot in the back. Trayvon Pellerin. Yes, when they came down, when he was with Infect at the time, and came down for Lafayette for Trayvon Pellerin. Our brother has been very much on, was on the front line when we met him and made the call for justice for a brother that was lynched in Mississippi, Stephen Stiles. And, of course, most recently, the last maneuver that he conducted was in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the 100-year anniversary commemoration for the massacre that took place in Tulsa. Those actions and those mobilizations were not those of a terrorist or an extremist organization, as the enemy has so wickedly tried to falsely paint not only the New Black Panther Party but other freedom fighters. These are acts of justice. These are acts of holding up the laws of the inalienable laws of the land, of the planet that we are given to by God. And even this so-called Constitution, as well as the world rules, are speaking up and standing up against injustice, ethnic cleansing, and genocide. Ozone has been one who has spoke up against ethnic cleansing and genocide. And we must be very careful and be very mindful of those people who come around and be around and act like they're supposed to be allies or advocates. And then they start causing division and confusion. and then they start keeping mess up, and then they cause distractions. See, there are those who are doing this, and we're calling this out. We're calling out the individuals who are going out and trying to use ozone to gain clout for themselves. All of that's being brought to the table. And will continue to be brought to the table. We got people who want to come around the New Black Panther Party, use our name, use our energy, our resources to get themselves catapulted to recognition and then try to talk down or try to be loosely affiliated just for the sake of letting the crackers know, man, I got the Panthers on my team. All of those little weird-ass things that people do are not sincere. But the sincere work comes from those who give selflessly. This is why folks are riding for ozone. The brother spent his last dime, sold his motorcycle to be able to go out and fight for justice for people he never met a day in his life. So surely those of us who know our brother, who've been on maneuvers with our brother, are going to stand with him and stand for him. And you got to watch that, especially in these days, times, and brothers and sisters. It's always been the case. But I'm going to say especially in these days and times because, shit, this is the time when we live it. We can talk about what happened in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, 90s, but this is the walk that we're walking. And we have history as our best teacher to be aware of those who have turncoated, those who have been shiftless. Cowardly and coon addicts, and those who have been righteous and stern and deserve our support by all means necessary. This is no joke. We also have the young brother Spike. Brother Spike has been up in the Volusia County Jail. He was targeted. He went to Daytona Beach to support the Comrade Ozone, to try to help organize a fundraiser to get Brother Ozone an attorney, as we've been so diligently working on. Well, his wife made me put up a message. We're going to bring her on the show very soon. She said, we need help. It's urgent. We got to get the rest of the money to pay for the lawyer. I'm asking everyone who knows and supports Spike to please help by donating what you can. We need $6,500 more to go by the 29th. I'm pleading for help. Anything helps. Also, please send some encouraging letters to him. He is not, so that he is not forgotten. Okay, you would send the letters to the capital S as in Sam, capital C as in Cat, capital H as in Hat, dash, capital V as in Victor, capital C as in Cat, capital D as in Dog, capital C as in Cat, space, capital F, capital L. That's capital F as in Fred, capital L as in Larry. And then his name is Kente, K-E-N-T-A-Y, Thomas, C-H-O-M-A-S. And then you will write the number 1088488 by his name. And that goes to P.O. Box 30, P-I-N-E-L-L-A-S, Park, Florida. Zip code 33781. You can make your contributions to help Brother Spike for his legal defense fund to www.freespike.com, www.freespike.com, or send a cash app to MARKRESH89, MARKRESH89. That cash app and that website is being ran and set up by Brother Spike's wife, Sister Mimi. Very beautiful and sweet sister. Very beautiful and sweet sister. We cannot forget about those who stepped up to stand for brothers and sisters who have been unjustly treated and unjustly targeted. This is the way of the freedom fighter. And don't never let anyone try to discourage freedom fighting or discourage revolutionaries or discourage those who stand for justice. It's ridiculous that people would even fix their mouth in this manner. As a matter of fact, I'm about to make a contribution right quick. I'm going to make a contribution to the Ozone as well as to the Brother Spike. We're going to ask everybody that's listening, even if you, if everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now, send $10 to Spike, $10 to Ozone. Everybody that's listening, we got a few thousand people. That'll go a long way. It won't break you. I shouldn't think it's going to break you to spend $20 tonight. And then when you get another $20, send it. We're going to do a fundraiser. We're going to do a marathon. We're going to do another fundraiser on for the brothers coming soon. And I guess since she needs it on the 29th, which is Sunday, we might need to do one as soon as this Friday or this Saturday. We might need to do another fun drive. We're going to get back with you guys and let you know in just a few days. So with that being said, brothers and sisters, it's a lot of work to be done. Let me see. So people, the next paycheck would be the third. That'll be too short. Yeah, we're going to have to do another fun drive. We're going to get back with you, brothers and sisters, on that date as we collaborate with the other comrades and see when we're going to pull this off. But we have to help help our comrades. Something wrong with that. In fact, it's the best thing to do. There's so much bullshit going on right now, brothers and sisters, between what our enemy has been doing to what has been going on with the enemies within, those who have black people who have so much self-hate, that they try to knock down other brothers and sisters to try to, they're trying to look out for their own self-interest or what, but either way, it's not going to happen on our motherfucking watch. Please believe this. So, there's a lot of work to be done. Brother Cactus has been holding this radio broadcast day in and day out, night after night. I've been coming on this broadcast night after night. Of course, there's been some times when he's had to take a step back to deal with whatever, and I've had to take a step back to deal with whatever. But we make sure that this show goes on nightly. This show doesn't just happen out of the thin air. It costs money to keep this broadcast going. It costs money to keep this operation of the Blue Black Panther Party going. So yes, we want to ask that you make a contribution to the New Black Panther Party. The power of the black dollar. In fact, our cash app is $BlackPowerDollar. But the resources that we have as a collective, we can handle all of the issues and deal with all of the matters that we need as a nation of black people. We have the capacity to do everything that we need to do. And we're going to speak up on our people. We're going to speak up on our capacity. No way in the world are we going to have to continue to go through this situation forever. That's not a reality. In fact, the white man society, the so-called white supremacist society, is collapsing before our eyes as we speak. These are acts of desperation. Will you be prepared, or are you being prepared for what's coming down the pipeline? There's already been ammo bans brought out. Stack up on your rifles, on your bullets. Stack up on your supplies. Do not be caught empty-handed. Do not be caught empty-handed. Do not be caught short-handed. Seriously, brothers and sisters, we're dealing with a time and a space where everything that we have said is going to take place has started taking place. We talked about the biological weaponry. We talked about the gun bans and all of these things that are coming down the pipeline. Well, they can drop the biological weaponry on us directly with the COVID. This vaccine situation, we've all had, many of us have had family members directly impacted by either the COVID or taking the vaccine. These things have come to your own door. And we're not going to sit here and give no one any false illusions or false narratives or blow smoke up nobody's behind. This is not the Sunday morning turn to Jesus hour. Seriously. We all know that the Creator, the Most High, is with us. But it's the work that we must do to bring about our liberation. You sitting around waiting on somebody else to come and save you is the way of a slave. It's the way of a coward. It's the way of a fool, in fact. You waiting on a dead man to come save you? Come on now. You waiting for somebody to come flying out the sky to save you? Get it together. You worry about some cracker in the damn, red man in the damn earth with a pitchfork, and you walking around on earth dealing with the most wickedest thing ever happened in the annals of time? Come on now. Face reality. Face reality. The fact of the matter is, these are individual Europeans and Negroes and every race in between that are calculating and are actually moving out and operating on acts to take us off this planet, to destroy our people. They're doing it in the labs with their jabs. They're doing it on the streets with these pigs riding around as occupants. Fucking scary ass Negroes. Think you're going to try to censor us? How sorry are you? There's plenty of people born every day and go through things every day. But the freedom fighter stands throughout time because they sacrifice and do the work for the people. And if you don't know what the hell you're doing, if this is too far above your pay grade, then you need to get the fuck back and shut the hell up. If you fold quickly under pressure and you shrivel up at the first sight of conflict, you're in the wrong fucking game around the wrong fucking people. Because this shit ain't no joke. If you half-hearted and half-cocked, please stay the hell away from us. When I'm saying us, I'm talking about our people, period. But in particular, this formation, because we're not having it. There's plenty of other bootleg operations you can go be a part of. Black Power, comrades. What we looking like, young guns?
Black power. I'm in. We looking good, you know. I'm in agreement with what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? This shit don't make no sense, you know. I mean, I always say nobody gonna paint no pretty picture. It is not to say that, you know, don't ever think that what we saying, family, is that we don't have plenty solutions and plenty capacity and plenty sense enough to get out of the situation that we in. Like Sister Crystal said, we'd be damned if this is a permanent condition or something that's going to continue, will not continue out of this lifetime by hook or crook or by the very balance of this damn earth, we will be free from up under the oppression of this goddamn white man. How do we know? Because we're the ones just working to make it happen. And we are trying to inspire
the masses of our people to do the same, and we are also not of any disillusion or confusion that everybody will come around to that. But at the same time, somebody's ignorance to do so doesn't mean that you have the right then to attack those who are standing up, who are pushing for our freedom and our liberation. It's a beautiful thing to have information in a time of disinformation. Constant lies, this damn crack I have told, we've been on their ass. The lies that they told about the COVID and the lies that they tell and the things that they're doing to Comrade Ozone, to Brother Spike. Long before this, we have had comrades here in the new Black Panther Party who have been targeted by these damn pigs. And it's the same thing. Strong campaign. We have had comrades in other formations that have not even been in this formation that are being targeted and held and hid behind the walls of jails, these prisons, as in jails as political prisoners and prisoners of war. And it's been the same thing. Push the campaign. Nothing have changed. I have so much respect for those of us that just stand up just because we know it must be done. Ain't worried about getting nothing out of it. What we are trying to get out of it, what we are designed to get out of, is the oppression. Our reward is our freedom and liberation, which is in right in our midst. We just have to get the hell from up under this stinking, filthy, nasty white man. We got to get with our people. Some of our people, a good majority of our people, have to get with Black people too. So from every angle, we're dealing with different things, and we have solutions to the issues that we're facing. We're the solution. You know, we're the ones that's going to save ourselves. We're the ones that's been saving ourselves. I like when folks say Black folks don't know how to work together. That means that you have never been part of anything that mobilized or organized anything. We can't say what Black folks ain't doing. You just may not know, because you may, you know, Dr. Emmons Wilson, he talked about how it can even seem sometimes if you're so confused and believe in this white man and worship in this white man, he talks about how it may seem like you live in a whole different world than folks that may be right in your own household. I mean, these are actual things within our communities that are based off of traumatic experiences, and the traumatic experiences are brought on by what? Criminal offenses. They commit crimes against humanity, these criminals. We're the humans they commit the crimes against. The crimes of ethnic cleansing, genocide, and every little crime that goes, not little, but every crime that goes along in there, no matter what we deal with, these are not just cases, these are tragic realities that we're having to live through, to have our fathers taken away from us, our mothers taken away from us, and locked up into these prisons and jails every day, the prison industrial complex of America. But they reserve the most cruel and unusual treatment, the most cruel and unusual punishment and torture for those of us who are known to have support of our people, so they know they can't just do away with us, of the who they lock up and target us for our beliefs on how our people should be treated. You can call it a political ideology if you want to. That's fine. But it's deeper than that. No people should just stand by and watch as another people murder their children and the police, the pigs that do it, get away with it every single time. And as Malcolm said, when they beat us down, rough us up, grab us, push us, pull us, tug us, sit us down, take us out the car, whatever they do, it is against the law of arbitrary. Then at the same time, when you stand up to defend yourself, which is not a premeditated thing, because that means that prior to you approaching me, prior to anybody approaching Ozone, he was minding his business. Just like we be minding our business, just like Ronald Green was minding his business, Alton Sterling was minding his business, Michael Brown minding his business, Trey Repeller minding his business. We minding our business. Brian Taylor was asleep. Sleep. Come on. But when we stand up, when we move as a people who know that our lives have value, we are then told that we are criminals because we love to breathe and we love life.
But when you want to subject yourself and be, you just want to suck on the white man, you just want to be a part of the white man, you want to love the white man, you want to listen to CNN, you want to try to convince people to take the vaccine, then there's no issue. Well, there's issue, but see, you don't notice it because the trauma has clouded a lot of our people's clear judgment and critical thinking, being able to evaluate this clear issues and saying, hey, this is not right, or this is wrong, this is what we have to do. But even when the clear direction is given, we still have some who come out. They try to play the role of dissatisfaction, but really, many of these people, if not all of them, have their own agendas. They have their own agendas. And that's a common issue that we have to deal with. It happens in black political organizations. It happens in just black organizations. It happens in a group of black people get together and walk down the streets of America. We are subject to be stopped and shot down. You don't have to have a name behind you. You don't have to say you're a political organization. All you got to do is be black and be in America and be traveling around about your business, and then you are very highly likely to be murdered by these savage brute beast police. And then when they do it, there's qualified immunity, which means that right from the gate, they're given a special treatment. You don't find these people held in cells with feces and defecation. You don't find these people getting their right to talk to their families and stuff taken away. In fact, you find the white people in this country, they're allowed to put up GoFundMe. When we put up GoFundMes for our political prisoners, for our brothers and sisters, even for those of us who have been murdered by the police, they have taken those down. So everybody goes against us. So if we don't stand up and speak out and hold this system accountable, then who is going to do it? Because these people, as you can clearly see, their intention is they're attempting to railroad Conrad. They're attempting to railroad Spike. They're attempting to railroad the brothers and sisters. They're not looking to lay out any just law because they don't have any just law. And if they really want it, they don't got no just law. You know, and it's so messed up, you know what I'm saying, that anybody at this critical time right now, we need to be focused on what's happening. We need to be focused in. We don't need people trying to distract. And when they do distract, they should be checked. There should not continue to be, there should not be people allowed to go wild off on a new Black Panther Party and tell lies and to just be able to have a platform to do it. They should be given no platform. If it's lies, if it's false unity, if it's false, we don't want it. If it's phony, we don't want it. We don't need it because the focus is our brothers. The focus is the situation at hand. We don't have time for the nonsense, but we will set out time to check this shit because it's necessary. It must happen. Just like we're going to check, we've been checking this COVID-19. They have been lying, and the damn lies have come out. The biological weapons out the bag. You know, we put them on record lying. We played the whistleblowers. We played Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad. We talked about the solution in the Paxlovid, to optimize the immune system as a dietary supplement. We talked about the natural herbs and different things that we can use to build our immunity that we can grow ourselves. We don't even have to deal with these people. But the solutions we're talking about, we don't even have to deal with these people.
And you know something else? What we're dealing with, some people, they don't know what the hell they doing. They just don't know what the hell they doing. You know what I'm saying? They in over their head. They jumping out and running their mouth, and they don't know what the fuck they talking about. Just because you can jump on a social media live does not make you no expert on anything. You can give your opinion, but it's just that, an opinion. When you're going against brothers and sisters who live their lives as freedom fighters, and you just wet behind the ears and don't know what the hell you talking about, you should shut your fucking mouth. You caused more harm than good. We got people that have been directly. Yeah, you doing more harm than good. You're going all out your way to think you're going to come challenge the new Black Panther Party.
or to be a voice piece for the white man, to be a voice piece for the cracker. This shit ain't nothing new. It's been going on since slavery. And those type of individuals are dangerous because they're putting themselves out there. People are listening to them, and they're causing more harm than good. And we're checking that bullshit. So much that's really going on that we need to be focusing on. They have put our brother Ozone in a situation where his life is pretty much in a threat right now. You put him in a cell, in a block, with people who have the COVID. That's not no joke. So you're trying to kill him within the walls. This is what is going on. We're not making this up. This is what's actually taking place. Those who support him have been restricted from hearing from him. His family's been restricted from hearing from him on a limited basis. Why take away his hygiene items? Why take away his underwear? These sick and perverted people. Who does that? But a weirdo. We're dealing with some wicked people. Straight up. And we're not going to just sit back and say nothing. It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. So shouts out to everybody that's been contributing. Shouts out to everybody that's been supporting this broadcast. Shouts out to our National Chief of Staff, Brother Captain Sadiq, for holding this broadcast. Shouts out to Brother Greg, our National Minister of Culture, for not only helping to be a part of the broadcast, but helping to bring individuals on who have an imprint in the liberation of our people. And shouts out to everyone that listens and supports this broadcast on a regular basis. Black Power salute to you. I'm gonna pass the mic. I'm gonna remind you to contact us at mbpp.org to join. We're gonna remind you to send us a cash app to $BlackPowerDollar to $BlackPowerDollar. To contribute, to support the new Black Panther Party. Yeah, we're not gonna go away. You can't silence us. It's some silly people, yo. Some real silly people out here.
If the white man got up the third hill, what the hell is wrong with these Negroes? You can do you. What you gonna do? What you think that? What can you say or do to get us to stop speaking out of it? I mean, what do these people think? Can we battle a beast? Come on, man. Well, we love our people. Those that do stand up and don't try to do backdoor little wicked things. You know, we love our people who stand up and those who really are, you know, about us coming together. You know, for the causes we got to come together for. But the people that ain't, you know, it's whatever. They get theirs in the end. When everything is said and done, and you know the children that are coming up to the next generation and they hear about the things that we have done, the proof will be settled in, and all of the lies and things have been told. If that's the legacy you want to leave, fine, have at it. You're gonna be the one in the history books as a coward, not us. So it is what it is.
Straight up.
You know. Hey, it's the truth.
Straight up.
It's the truth. People don't think about that because we live in the present day, but you be wise to think about that. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. you put yourself in danger too, because the people, you know, in every revolution the people stand up for themselves, you see, you know, it comes to a point where the people
reach a point of escalation where the people take it. You know, the people make the moves, and the freedom fighters meet the people head on, meet the people where it's at. You know what I'm saying? We in those times. You know what I'm saying? So if you put yourself out to be black and white face, all right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? As things escalate, you can't switch up and then try to come on the side of the people when these folks come knocking on your door, when, you know what I'm saying, it's too much for you to handle, and you turn and you look around and you thought it was all you, your big ego, and then you realize, oh, shit, I really am alone. You'll want to have us behind you. We will want to be an organization that you want to stay close and connected to. But I don't know, I guess, you know. People don't think like that, but it's gonna be their situation after. What they say, you make your bed and you gotta lay. That's how it is, man. So we thank everybody to continue to support this broadcast, you know, and continue to support the truth, and we stand up for our comrades and our brothers and sisters. So I wanna take it out with this powerful clip of Dr. Amos Wilson, you know, identifying these many different crimes that the criminal enterprise continues to commit. And we'll be back tomorrow, and then join us Thursday for our Pan-African broadcast with Brother Eugene as well. We're going to take it out like that. Black power.
Black power.
Those of you rolling around in the church and carrying on in the same position as well. But let me continue. This society is a society of criminals, run by criminals, and it is a creator of criminals. And we must recognize it. And that's, I have to say that because we got some people out here who say, I want my children to be just like them. That's the ultimate goal. I don't want there to be any differences. What are you talking about? You want them to be enslavers, rapists, and robbers, and killers, and murderers, and imperialists, and so forth, just like the other folk, right? Think again, ladies and gentlemen. But due to our time, I'm just going to have to rush through here. I accuse the society of being a crimogenic society, a criminal society, a society that engages in white-on-black violence for a number of reasons. And, of course, as you can tell often the psychology of an individual or people in terms of their origins and early childhood experiences, you can look at then the psychology of a people in terms of their origins and early childhood of their race. And when we look then at the origins of this society, we must immediately recognize that it is a society founded on criminal activities. Yes, and that is its inheritance today. It is still a part of it. A society that is a crimogenic society, and a society that engages on white, on black violence, because it is founded on the murder and theft of Indian peoples and Indian lands. It is a crimogenic society, a criminal society, and a society that practices white-on-black violence because it is a society founded on the kidnapping of African people, the manslaughter of African people in the mid-passage, the extortion from African people of their labor, and the enslavement of African people. Therefore, the very nature and foundations of this society rest on two massive genocidal crimes, and this original crime is a part of its nature today. It is a criminogenic society, because this group of people cannot face their own criminality. They must engage in the psychology of denial and repression and distortion. And this denial and distortion and repression must suffuse throughout the total society, throughout its total institutions, throughout its total values, and therefore ultimately it must pervert its total population. It is a criminal society and a white-on-black violent society because it engages in the crime of breach of contract. It has breached the contract of its constitution. It breached the contracts it made with African people during the Reconstructions. It breached its contracts with the 14th, 15th, and other amendments. It breached its contracts in reversing its rulings in the 1860s, 1870s, 1980s, and 1990s. It breached its contracts in terms of sharecropping, the peonage of our people, going back on the 40 acres and a mule, and all the rest of the things. It is a criminal society because it constantly engages in assault and battery against its black populations. It engaged in historical lynching, and behind the walls, as my brother mentioned here, of prisons, it still now engages in legal lynchings of African people. It engages in Klan terrorism, which it is still engaged in today. It engages in race riots, where it destroys the African people. It engages in police riots, and it engages in police brutality, where over 300 or more of our young men and women have been destroyed in the city of New York alone. It is a criminal society, and it is a crimogenic society, and a society that engages in white-on-black violence because it is indicted on the charges of official malfeasance when it revokes its mandate in terms of giving justice to its people and makes its justice system an instrument of injustice, when its so-called rehabilitative system is a school for criminality. It engages in official malfeasance when it rigs its juries, when it legally lynches the ones it so woefully sentences. It engages in official malfeasance when it engages in gerrymandering of black districts, when it betrays the mandates of black voters, when it builds, as my brother mentioned here, prisons as industries so that the incarceration of black men becomes a profit-making industry and a means by which the ruling class makes war against the subordinate classes. It engages in criminal activity, and it is a criminal society when it engages in unfair labor practices, job discrimination, when at the end of the Reconstruction there were more black skilled workers than there were whites, and the whites unionized to keep the blacks from taking advantage of the opportunities that were available to them. It is indicted for labor racketeering when it runs black men away from its construction sites. When we go into a black community where housing is supposedly being made and built for black residents, and we see few, if any, black men building those houses, and when those black men come to work on those sites, they are chased away by the police and the construction workers. And when they are chased away and made to stand on the corners, then they are accused of refusing to work and desiring not to work. We accuse this society of being a crimogenic society, of being a criminal organization, of being an organization that engages in chronic white-on-black violence, when it engages in drug trafficking, when it imports the drugs that poisons our neighborhoods and destroys the consciousness of our people, destroys their health. We see a criminogenic people from way back engaging in the selling of opium to the Chinese and in engaging in opium wars. We see this drug trafficking group of people engaging in alcohol addiction when they used it to destroy Indians, when they used it to destroy African chiefs who, under the influence of the alcohol, often signed away their peoples and their nations. We accused it of drug addiction and drug trafficking when it traded guns for drugs to carry on its warfare in Central and South America. We accused it of being a criminal nation, a criminal people, a criminal nation, a crimogenic society, when it engages in gun running across the world, when it sells the very weapons that will be used to destroy its own sons and daughters. We accuse it of criminality when it acts to maintain an evil military-industrial complex. We accuse it of being a criminal society when it sells its death wares across the world. How many of us recognize that we are dealing here with merchants of deaths?